Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing the virtues of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And specifically we're doing the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that were made in salah and after salah. Today we do the dhikr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make in his salat. And when we come across the various du'as that are mentioned as far as du'as in salat are concerned, in ruku, in sajda, etc. Hanafiya in the kitabs it comes that ideally they should be read in the nawafil. In the person's nafil salah, these du'as that are mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except in ruku for Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, in sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, except for these, in the farz salat, in the nawafil, a person can read as many Arabic du'as as he wants. However, if a person makes those Arabic du'as, even in the farz namaz, it won't make the salah fasid. It won't spoil the namaz. But the better thing, according to the Hanafis, is that in the farz salat, restrict it, keep it to the Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, for example, in ruku, in sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. This is what comes in the kitabs. Because the farz salat should not be delayed much so that people behind get inconvenienced. So therefore this encouragement is given to keep it to this. In a nafil salat, as long as a person wants to make du'as, so long as it's in Arabic, the person is encouraged to make those du'as. So just keep this in mind when we're doing these various ahadith explaining the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salah. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر أن يقول في ركوعه وسجوده سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي. متفق عليه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to frequently say in his ruku and sajda this dua, سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي, which means glory be to you, O Allah, our sustainer. Praise be to you, O Allah, forgive me. Imagine, yesterday we did a very, very comprehensive dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as forgiveness is concerned. So much of duas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make for forgiveness. Ulama explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would increase excessive amount of supplication or dua, istighfar. This shows that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching his ummah how important it is to make istighfar. So we are sinners, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we explained, Nabi alayhi wa sallam and ma'asum, Allah ta'ala had protected them from any type of sin. But yet they would make so much of istighfar. How much of istighfar we need to make when we are so full of sins. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kan yaqulu fi ruku'ihi wa sujudihi subbuhun quddusun rabbul malaikati wal ruh. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say in his ruku and sajda this dua also, subbuhun quddusun rabbul malaikati wal ruh. It is a pity that the English language can't do justice in translating these words the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned it. One is the person is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the words of tasbih, subhanallah. And one is to say subbuhun with the tajdeed. Yep, just to understand, for our understanding purposes, when the tajdeed is put, for example, I say this carpet is clean. One way of saying is the carpet is clean. Or I can say this carpet is very, very, very clean. In other words, I'm showing the high level of cleanliness as far as this carpet is concerned. Or I can say this carpet is exceptionally clean. So it's showing a very high level. So when you're taking this word and you're putting the tajdeed and you're putting it in this form, subbuhun quddusun rabbul malaikati wal ruh, what it means is Allah is exceptionally pure. Allah is exceptionally majestic. Allah is very, very, very pure. Very, very, very majestic. Rabbul malaikati wal ruh, He is the sustainer of the angels and the sustainer of the spirit. Here the spirit, what is meant, many ulama explain that Jibreel alayhi salam is meant. Or other ulama explain that it refers to a special angel with that name of Ruh. Anyway, this was one of the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make in his ruku and sajda. Next hadith, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu ma أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فأما الركوع فعظموا فيه الرب وأما السجود فاجتهدوا في الدعاء فقمن أن يستجاب لكم رواه مسلم حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said when in ruku express the majesty of the sustainer فأما الركوع فعظموا فيه الرب this is the words express the majesty so therefore we say Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم say فعظموا with the words عين ضاميم so therefore we say سبحان ربي العظيم it has these words عين ضاميم in it expressing the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so therefore we say these words in ruku وأما السجود فاجتهدوا في الدعاء فقمن أن يستجاب لكم Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging that when a person is in sajda, exert yourself in supplication as it is highly likely that your dua will be accepted. Here also we encourage that in our nawafil salah, the person learns any Arabic duas and he should read these Arabic duas even in the sajda. So the person should try and make it. Ideally the dua should be made in sajda. The person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in sajda. In sajda, one expresses his submissiveness and humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he pleases Allah ta'ala tremendously. Therefore, du'as are readily accepted in this posture. Generally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in sajda. However, at times, he would recite other du'as and other forms of tasbih, according to the ulama of the Hanafi scholars. The other du'as should be recited in nafil salahs, especially the tahajjud salah, as we have been commanded not to lengthen the Faraz Salah, keeping the old, the sick, and the weak in mind. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of increasing the du'as. One of the things we learn from here is, فَقَمِنُنْ أَيْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ When a person is in sajda, he is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, it is highly likely, very highly likely that the person's du'as will be accepted when he is in sajda. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. You should try and learn these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them are very easy to learn. Like for example, this one we did today, Subbuhun, Quddusun, Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. The person is reading his nafil salah after he reads his Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, for example, in ruku. He can add on this. It will lengthen his ruku also. He can add it on to his sajda after reading Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. He can recite the Subbuhun, Quddusun, Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. It will help him to increase and lengthen his sajda. So this will help us lengthen our namazes also, and we will be getting the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our nawafil salah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.